Hello, Patriots. Welcome to First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living. I'm Walkley Award-winning cartoonist, First Dog on the Moon. But enough of that, it's time for this week's edition of The Pub Test. And what is The Pub Test? The Pub Test is a tried and true method of gauging the views and feelings of regular Aussies. It's about things like politics and other issues of importance. How does it work? Firstly, you go into a pub and talk to some actual Australians. No, you don't. You might get glassed. Pubs are full of violent, drunken idiots. Just ask Barry O'Farrell. No. The pub test is normally quoted by people in the media who want to sound like they know what real Aussies are thinking when they obviously don't. And I mean that both ways. It's not just here inside the comfortably upholstered leftist bubble of the ABC, but also the rest of the mainstream media. All of which is or will soon be owned by Rupert Murdoch, we like to pretend we know what regular Aussies are thinking. Like you, listener. What are your hopes and dreams? What makes you tick? The pub test is like talkback radio but with beer. What could possibly go wrong? And on tonight's episode of The Pub Test, we're talking to Gwen. She's a gardening enthusiast from Pennant Hills in Sydney, a mother of three, and once slammed her front door on Neville Rand's foot. Thanks for joining us, Gwen.
Very well, thank you, Barry.
Oh, well, that's great. Are you ready to take the pub test?
Oh, yes.
Okay, here we go. These are all multiple choice questions which take longer but are funnier. Have you got your buzzer?
Yes, Simon.
Okay, question one. You're at the pub and it's your shout, but the bloke opposite has spent the last 10 minutes telling everyone how great George Brandis is.
I kill him in the face.
No, that's too quick, Gwen. I haven't given you the options yet.
Oh, sorry.
So, Gwen, what do you do? Do you A, become a racist, B, have everyone arrested, C, refuse all freedom of information requests, or D, kill him in the face?
B, please, Gerald.
Correct. That's well done. Now, this question is for 5 points and a guinea pig.
Sorry.
With the Liberal National Coalition in power federally, as well as every state and territory except maybe South Australia and, of course, the ACT, like that matters, Tony Abbott is Prime Minister of A, my heart, B, a free market theocracy, C, a bulging trouserocracy, D, an Abbottatorship, E, what was the question again?
E, please, Gary.
And that's right. Well done, Gwen. You have 11 points and a guinea pig. Do you want to keep the guinea pig or risk it and play on?
I'll play on, thanks.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to Tanya Plibersek, who's the federal opposition leader? Is it A, Bert Newton, B, Brad Scollop, C, Balls Titan, or D, Barry O'Farrell?
Is it Brad Scollop?
I have no idea, so we'll have to give you that one, Gwen. 2 questions to go. You write to the letters page of The Australian complaining about John Howard and they publish your letter, but through the magic of selective editing, they change John Howard to Karl Marx. Do you A, wonder what you were doing writing a letter to The Australian in the first place? B, complain to Media Watch because that nice Paul Barry will fix everything? Or C, wake up hours later covered in blood with no idea what happened?
The Australian loses $30 million a year!
That's correct. Well done, Gwen. And here's our final question, and it's a true or false.
True!
No, I'm sorry it isn't, but that's okay. You still get to keep the squirrel feeder and the support hose.
Ooh!
Thanks for playing, Gwen.
No, you are.
And thanks for listening, listeners. If you want to be in next week's pub test like Gwen, you're an idiot. This has been First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living, brought to you by the First Dog on the Moon Institute. Thank you for your time.
Now available to listen to online, RN First Bite rounds up a scurvy crew and cruises the Yarra River to talk fish, water quality and recipes whilst dining out on live music. We might even catch something. Join me, Michael McKenzie, anytime online for RN First Bite. Find it at the RN website.